Hey, did you know that We Ate Podcast is now available on Spotify? Spotify is making it easier for you to stream this podcast and many others like it on your mobile device, desktop apps, or smart speakers. Just open the app on mobile or desktop, click on the Browse Channel button, then click on the podcast section. Take us with you wherever you go, thanks to Spotify.
Hey, thanks for listening to our show at We Hate Podcasts on iTunes, so subscribe, rate, and review to show us some support.
Stitcher is an award-winning free app that lets you listen to all of your favorite podcasts. You can hear our show on Stitcher. Please rate and review. And if you do not have Stitcher, go ahead and download it for free at Stitcher.com or in either of the app stores.
All right.
Fucking animals.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Fucking podcasts.
Welcome back to the We Hate Podcast. It's a conversational comedy with Austin, Josh, and Marcus.
You did a really good job.
That's what you wanted,
really,
right?
Good.
No, you did a really good job. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. There was no really sarcasm or anger or crippling hatred behind it. Just like, you did a good job. You did as well as anyone here thought you would do on that.
I thought you were going to fail, but that was pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were going to do adequate, and that's what you did.
And this is episode 12. We have a guest for this episode. I guess
they'll be coming in a little later.
Yeah, guests are becoming a thing for these bonfires.
Occasionally. They're specially picked. They're only my friends and only my white friends. That's just how it is.
You don't have any ethnic friends.
That's not true at all. That's not true. Actually, I go to trivia every Wednesday at a certain restaurant that sells pizza near me. They have trivia Wednesdays. We brought my friend Pablo one time.
Is that his name? His actual name was Pablo.
Pablo, that's his first name.
You definitely didn't make that up. This isn't from Marcos.
I'm Mexican and I've never met anyone named Pablo.
Pablo. It's his dude's name. That's who he was there at trivia with us.
I'm not buying it.
I bet his name was Peter.
No, it was Pablo. He's from Texas. He knows you guys.
What if
he grew up with you guys?
Oh,
actually,
he knows us because Marcus is somewhat Mexican.
I am Mexican. What are you talking about?
You're somewhat.
No,
you're doing
I am.
A podcast with me and Josh. You're not a full Mexican.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
You've given up a
yes,
lot
I
of
am.
It to be here.
No. That's not how it works, guys.
That is how it works.
Then explain to me how it works.
Genetics. Duh.
Oh, dude. Fucking sweet. Wow. This is why you lose every bro court.
How have you not ever been a scientist? Because that was flawless.
Yeah.
I know.
You could have written a thesis statement on that right there.
Many have been written. Comeback. Hold on.
Genetics.
Genetics.
Many have been written. And that's
what?
Exactly it. Yeah.
You just yelled, many have been written.
Many essays have been written, and I get that. Yeah. It's a good meme because like essays like my friend who's also Hispanic or also a high school paper, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
It's a really good joke.
Mm.
You got it.
Anyways, have you guys ever seen anything supernatural?
Hey, hold on. Do you hear that?
Okay.
Whoa.
Hold on. Adrian, get your shit together, man. God.
And so was that what that was the whole time?
Yeah.
We got to get a fucking I would say get a bell for this guy to see where he's going.
I don't fucking...
It's so fucking frustrating.
Hey,
dude.
Adrian! Were you born this way?
Lady Gaga, hashtag, what up?
Fuck. Every time we have a guest on, Adrian loses his fucking mind.
He's gotta be a fucking showboater. And that's his role, alright? That's what he wants to be. That's what he is. Fine. But I'll tell you, no one respects it.
We need to get a new tech guy. Dude.
We do need to get a new tech guy. I'm all for outsourcing to the Middle East.
Yeah, you're listening to us talk about firing you because you suck at everything.
Yeah, remember last week when he put the episode out on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday?
That fucking dickbag.
Shit.
Wow.
Fucking asshole.
Anyways.
I was not here for that.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Your friends let us know, so...
Hey, I did not pay them or ask them to do that.
We already went over this.
I know,
last
but
week.
It will always be.
It's always gonna burn. It's always gonna shine bright like a diamond. Hashtag Rihanna in my. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have this guy coming on. He's gonna talk about I don't know things.
Yeah, growing up in West Virginia, he lived.
Austin has a lot of guys coming on.
Wow. I'm really glad all that this is the three people we chose to be on this podcast. Because we're also individually hilarious.
Hey,
especially Marcus.
Hey, Josh, will you step aside for me? With me?
Yeah, I'll step aside. Hey, Marcus, give us one second.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we can hear you. We prefer you to be quiet for like just a couple seconds. We have a sidebar. All right, a sidebar. Quick sidebar. All right, what's up, Austin?
Hey, Josh. I know that Marcus is back, but let's go ahead and interview the guy that's coming in front of Marcus for his job.
Well, we won't tell Marcus, but like, let's just be real about it. He's being a little bit weird today. So let's just see what our opportunities are. You know, stick our dick back in that fish water and see what bites.
Okay, yeah. Let's get a little kibble.
A little nibble. Kibble's for dogs.
I know animals. All right, let's.
Oh, you do.
All
right. So the underwater dogs. This is what we're looking for right now.
Yeah, we're looking for underwater dogs.
All right, let's go back and pretend like we'll be talking about Hooters or something. Okay. Like something weird, right?
All
right,
3, 2, 1, go.
Hooters! right, Marcus? Remember that?
Yeah, it's great. I remember all of that.
Why are you being awkward, man?
I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychiatrist.
I'm a psychiatrist. Yo, my homie, Psych Kyle, shreds mad gnar.
Dude, he shreds all the fucking gnar, bro.
That was a happy accident.
Anyways, let's do just a real quick recap of our past week, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead. All
right, so my past week, I walked for the first time in 45 days today.
Hey, round of applause, everyone.
Thank you. And it feels amazing. I'm in a boot, but I'm still walking. Is how like a Canadian would say in about, but like in a boot. Booter. Oh,
these dad jokes can't come
out. All right. So Austin, what have you been up to for the past week, bud?
Ah, man. So Savannah, I'll have real stories about that on our next podcast.
I'm in Savannah,
Was that good?
Yeah,
it was
like Havana, super great.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
That was amazing. You know, I was just living life. That's it, man. Nothing really changes with me. I do this thing to keep me sane.
That's fair. Yeah. What about you, Marco?
That's exact same. Nothing in my life has changed.
Super helpful. You guys have literally nothing happened in the past week that's interesting.
Nothing has really happened. Oh, no.
No one cut you off in traffic? No one fucking...
No. Nobody fucking... No one... No.
No one... You didn't
everything...
See...
All right. Everything that happens in my life is pretty much... just a repeat of itself, and then I get to do this.
You didn't happen to see, like, you weren't at a mall and you saw like an Asian mother holding her child over the public trash can to take a shit?
Wow, no, I did not.
Okay, so one time I was in Baltimore, you guys, and I got out of my car in the parking structure of the the Towson Mall up there in like the northern end of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and I saw this Asian woman holding her baby at arm's length over a trash can, and the baby was taking a shit into the trash can.
That's actually next level awesome.
Yeah, and I walked by and she looked at me and I was just like, hey, how's it going?
Hey.
And just kept like, what do you say to that person? Like, hey, is your baby shitting? Because she's like, yeah, it fucking is. Like, what do you do in that situation? There's
what are you gonna do about
you
it
say.
You know what's crazy though is that when you're a parent, you can do those types of things in public and people like you are going to be like, well, what do I do in this situation? And you as a parent, you're the exact same person. You're like, exactly. What are you going to do in this situation? Fucking nothing. Look at my child's shit.
Pussy bitch. As you're holding your child over a trash can.
She's just like staring you down as her kid's just like defecating into the
no,
trash
she
can.
Gave me a soft smile. Like as in hey, how's it going? And
oh,
I was just like
hitting on you with the baby.
Just, I hope so.
A slight nod, like approval. Like, mm-hmm.
Interesting. I've never seen an infant child shit into a trash can before. So, you know, first time for everything.
It could have been worse. She could have just been like done with it after it shit. She was like, this is going in the trash and picks up the
fucking
baby.
Well, no, it was I know they were Asian, but it was a boy. So they would have kept it.
Oh, God.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong. That's just what happens.
They kill the baby women in China. That's a thing.
Hey, is our guest here, Adrian?
Oh, God. Thank God.
Adrian.
Is Chris? Chris! Hey! Hey! Is Chris here or no?
What the fuck? Oh, there he is.
He says he's here. He's here? Hey, Chris, are you here?
Hello?
Oh. Oh. Look, there Adrian did his job after 20 goddamn minutes.
I am here. Adrian.
No. Adrian. Perfect. Adrian, can you fix this? Jesus, man.
God. It's like you're holding... It's like he's doing Morse code, but with an actual voice.
Yeah. Hey, I got a good idea. Let's have a guest on and just... And the... All right. Sweet.
Yeah.
Morse code and voice.
Jesus.
What's did you plug your microphone directly into your dial-up modem?
That's all we have here.
Is this my Pentium 1?
He is a West Virginian, so it's hard to say.
No, that's all we have here is dial-up.
Oh, there he is, like normal. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing so great.
So
I'm doing so good.
How was your week?
My week was good. I had a couple setbacks, mostly with Wayfair, but that's not important.
With the what?
What?
Yeah.
Did you say waifu?
Wayfair?
You had a waifu? What is Wayfair?
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a shipping company. You can buy stuff from them, and then they send you things, allegedly. But they haven't sent my shit yet, so still waiting on that.
Is this like when you bought those $7 shoes from Wish?
What the fuck
are these things, dude? You're getting too white for me.
Have you not... No. Wish is it's this Asian shipping company that has an app. And my boy Chris bought some shoes on there for $7.
Some sweet
That's
Yeezys.
Not the only thing I've ever bought from Wish. Well, I do most of my shopping on Wish.
This is my favorite thing. He shows up and he's got... They have 4 black stripes on him. They're like Adidas shoes plus one.
They're called Adidos.
Adidos.
And they're the best shoes for the money you can buy.
How long did those shoes last, Chris?
I still have them. They're great shoes. I don't want to hear about it.
How many holes are in those shoes right now?
Zero. There's one hole in each shoe, actually. So.
Okay, there you go. That's
one hole too many.
Is that how they came? It's just like with one hole in each shoe?
No, they came and they looked like really good. And then I put one shoe on and the tongue ripped, but I just kind of went with it.
Holy shit.
I paid $7. Let's see how these shoes do. Oh, boy. Oh, we're not doing all right so far.
He just like pulls them out of the box and they dissolve in his hand like sand.
Well, initial testing has come up poor.
I learned my lesson after that, and I splurged on a pair of $9 shoes. They're red, and they're great so far. They're not in yet, but I can tell they're going to be great.
You're a penny pincher. Right. I appreciate that.
I'm frugal. I'm frugal.
The exact opposite of that.
Hey, dog, you can't even buy fucking Chinese food.
And I don't have money. Right. That's what
Jesus. I still sometimes am baffled by how many episodes we're in, and Marcus just sometimes forgets.
Maybe
we're doing
I like fucking Chinese food, and then the fact that you chose that, now I'm into a corner now. What am I supposed
You're
to
do? You're into a $4.99 lunch special corner. Yeah.
That no, not like that. Lunch. No, I'm saying you found out what I like to do.
Oh, shit.
There's like, nothing wrong with eating cheaply, I don't think.
Shit. Oh, no, it's not eating cheaply. He has to fuck it.
Oh.
Respect my artistic vision.
What a twist. Yeah, it's a bit of a twist on what you previously thought it would be.
Absolutely. So I eat a lot of Taco Bell. I eat a lot of Taco Bell with burritos, okay. And I might do that with that now.
You're going to fuck your burrito?
Wait, what fast food would be the best to fuck? Would
Absolutely.
It be a burrito?
It has to be a burrito, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it has. Yeah, it can't be a fucking...
Nah, it's already in the shape. It's already in the shape of a pocket pussy.
Nah, man. That's where you're wrong. You got to go to Whataburger and get one of those, like, hand apple pies.
That's Ooh. Also... Or KFC has those as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or can you we just get a bowl of... Dude, the KFC
We're currently talking
famous
about
bowl.
Fucking...
Just the famous,
famous
bowl. Yeah, the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so great, getting your fucking, your donger scraped by a chicken nugget, idiot.
So, Would it still be gay to suck your dick after you fucked a famous bull just because you were hungry?
Wait, is it gay to suck your own dick if you're sucking your own dick?
Right, yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, if you fuck a famous bull, but you're, like, super hungry, is it okay to suck your dick then?
Why not just scrape it off?
Yeah. Also, this is making me really hungry. I don't know what to feel about that.
The ton of mashed potatoes on my own cock is making me really fucking...
I don't know. I'm questioning my own sexuality, but also I'm hungry.
I thought you had a chicken delivered to you or some shit a second ago.
No, I did not get a chicken delivered to me.
I would be hilarious if it was actually like still alive, and that's
I did eat.
That would be terrifying.
A lot of chili. That'd
mostly be terrifying.
I ate a lot of chili at work today.
Hey, was it good chili?
It was pretty good. Actually it was really good, and that made it worse. No, my boss was like, hey, he's like this crock pot full of chili, hand it out to some people that are asking about it and stuff, but you know,
you're like, fuck at the end that.
Yeah, like, he's nah. Like at the end, you know, just wait. I was like, yeah, okay, cool, yeah, I'll hand it out. And he left, and I was like, nobody getting this shit. But people come up and be like, hey, it smells good in here. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
So not smell anything.
No, you're actually really fucking dumb, dude.
You're smelling paint, dude. Fuck the fuck out of here. And then they leave, and I just scarf down chili. And then, but about that same time, you were like, "Be peeing out of his butthole." I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna let it rock up." 20 minutes later, dude, I was in the toilet.
You're gonna let it rock up?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You've never heard that.
No.
He thought that if he held in diarrhea poop, it would solidify.
No, I've had that thought. Like, I have that thought at least one time weekly. So right. Don't make fun of him for that.
Exactly. Thank that you. I'm not happen. Alone on this shit.
This is ridiculous.
Has it ever worked? Has it ever worked for either one of you?
You
idiots?
Act like your intestines are a sponge.
I am the most lactose intolerant person I know. I drink a lot of milk, which is not good for my marriage at all.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, if you hold it in long enough, it solidifies.
Yeah,
absolutely, it does.
That's not how science works.
Not how science works.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know you were a doctor. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm more qualified than you.
What is your doctorates?
So I've experienced it, and thinking about it.
Hey, you're.
I think I'm more qualified.
You're a parent too, right?
No. Wait, he is, yeah.
Wait.
Chris is a parent.
Yeah, Chris is a parent.
Depending on the definition, yeah.
Okay, so here's one of my biggest fears, and I want to know if you or Marcus has ever done this. My biggest fear is if I had a child, one, it would be an accident. Two, I would accidentally kick it without knowing it was around my feet.
Okay.
Have you accidentally ever kicked?
Oh, is that it? Like, those are your only two fears?
Well, I mean, if
there's
I can get
way
past
more
the,
than that.
If I can get no, past
if those,
that.
If those are your only two fears, like you're ready to be a dad today, go adopt. I think that you're.
There's
I think
way
you're
more.
Ready.
There's way more fears.
Wait, can I adopt
so,
adults?
Have I ever accidentally kicked my kid? I did it three times today, and that's not a lie at all. They'll sneak up behind you, and you'll just kick them, and they're used to it. He's
shit.
3 years
I
old.
I had this.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, what should your biggest fear be as a father?
Going to jail, I think. Going to jail.
Kid. Not your kid dying, but you going to jail, you selfish prick.
Like I said, I'm a parent, depending on what definition you decide to use.
You having a kid.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
exactly.
The basic definition.
That's literally what a parent means.
Having a kid and loving a kid, two separate things completely.
Ooh,
yeah, the Catholic Church. There. The Catholic Church completely understands that.
Well, I'm not that type of dad, but...
A swing and a miss.
No, they love kids. Something. The Hooters.
Okay. There it is.
Hooters.
Hooters.
Hooters. You remember when we did that episode? You remember that? That's a callback.
Way long time ago. Okay,
we're
so
go ahead and go full circle with this, right?
Totally wasn't 35 minutes ago that we did that.
We're just going to air out our dirty laundry, huh? And how we make a podcast right now. Is that what we're doing?
Nope.
Wow. Okay, so my biggest fear of having a child.
I forget
is,
that you're a dad.
Yeah, so it's making sure that this kid doesn't turn out to be an asshole. You know what I mean? Like making sure he's going to be cool.
Realistically.
And not a try hard.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like just a normal functioning person in society that's going to live a happy life, maybe. Who knows? Maybe not.
I feel like my biggest fear is my child discovering my Google history and kicking it.
So, yeah, that could be a fear, like your kid discovering your Google history. But there is one day, and you have to understand this, there's one day that you will share it with him willingly. And I think that, yeah.
Dude, absolutely. I have a problem sharing my Google history with my friends.
No, you'll share it with the kid.
Why?
What?
Just like, where are we going with this? Like, hey, son, sit in this chair and hold on, click, click. Here's my Google search history.
Have you ever seen this before?
Absolutely.
These are the kind of titties I like, son. Hope you like them too.
It's all hereditary.
These are the tits your mom has.
What is...
Why would you Google search your kid's mom's tits?
Family Guy...
Wait, so if you're fucking someone, you don't Google, like, you don't, like, look up porn of people who look like that?
Oh, I've done that before.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all are on a different level. Y'all are on a different level, dude. I've never done that.
Dude, you've never done that?
Like, when I was with... when I was with,
did we just get closer friends right now, dude?
So much.
We get closer friends?
Because I was with this Cuban chick the first time... Okay, chill. The first time we had sex.
Was that her shape?
No, she wasn't the shape of a Cuban sandwich. She was from Cuba.
Isn't it a Reuben? It's a Reuben sandwich, right?
There's also a Cuban sandwich.
How come people are getting those mixed up?
And mustard and Swiss cheese. Fuck off. Okay, everyone shut the fuck up but me.
People are getting Cubans and Reubens mixed up in my... Just unrelated to this podcast, I've had two mix-ups on that shit alone. And then it happens here. It comes in here.
Come episode on. Title, Cubans versus Rubens. But anyways, the point I'm trying to make for 3 minutes now is I was with this Cuban girl, and I was just like...
Not a Ruben girl.
The issue was the first time we ever had sex was the time that Austin had busted out of my closet screaming, oh, I'm hungover. If you want to hear that, it's a couple episodes back.
And took a shit, a violent shit.
A violent open door shit while I was about to penetrate a human being. And so the sex was kind of meh because one, they had a condom on, and two, that like Austin, I could hear and feel him shitting in the next room.
Oh, God.
So I was shaking.
So yeah, no, we knew. That's the thing.
You can hear like my bones rattling against the porcelain. Just
no, we just heard. We heard you exclaim, and that was like the shakes happening. And so I couldn't bust, so I Googled Cuban shakes
obviously.
Later. And I was just like, all right, I get it now.
Yeah, so if it's one time, absolutely, you can Google the person that you're trying to fuck. But after it's over and over and over again for years and fucking years and years.
I wouldn't
years.
Say years.
Not years. It was like 2 days.
No, you look up some different shit. Some different shit, like to keep your marriage together. That's what you do.
I look up the same porn stars I looked up when I first figured out the internet now.
Who?
Yeah, I try to find them.
Yeah.
And it is not pretty.
Wait.
I'm still into Gianna Michaels. Huge fan.
Really?
Oh, somebody has to be.
Love her.
One of
She's
10.
Got some miles on her, dude.
I know, dude. High mileage.
I feel like every porn star you can put that to. That same phrase for every porn star. She has some mileage.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I've thrown that joke around nobody's gotten it except from here. And that's why I love you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll send you a list. It's fine.
Okay, good. I think when you know you've seen too much porn is when you see the name Bailey J. Yep, exactly. That's exactly what I was looking for. And you know she has a dick.
What the fuck just happened?
So Bailey J is like a dude who transitioned into a chick but still has her dong but has like fake boobs.
So you didn't transition into a chick at this point. You transitioned into a chick never.
Except for the bottom of this dude's ball sack to the top of his dick. Every other part of him is a chick.
Why?
Right.
I've actually never heard of this person.
Oh, shit.
We're just talking about like amateur
Yeah, me too. I've never heard of this person. So
this is the worst cover up, you both of you.
So what's your favorite video of Bailey J?
You know what? Never actually seen a video. I'm aware of the person.
Obviously, okay. Josh has seen.
Okay. Yeah, dude, he's seen the dong.
Because it's
have you seen Bailey J's dick before?
Yeah, and I was just like, oh god damn it! Like, why are you gonna do that? Because it like. I don't feel gay because I've had sex with a woman before, but I was like, damn, that's a pretty lady. And it was not. It was a pretty man.
Okay. But if you didn't know and it was like dark in the room, like, would you like finish?
I think the dick would really throw me off. Yeah.
I think that would have been a deciding factor.
I think when he said, oh, fuck yeah, I'm almost coming on you with my dick, I'd be like, wow, you know what? Actually, let's take a step back and reevaluate this entire situation.
Wow.
Thanks, Dad.
You're kind of a jerk, man. If you're not gonna if you're in the middle of it,
you're kind of a jerk, man.
On the real, for a long time. In the last episode, I discussed how long it took me to get laid in my life.
Okay. Yes.
But I always had this irrational fear that if I reached down a girl's pants, she had a dick.
Whoa. That was
that was like my biggest fear. I don't know why, but like, so okay. My whole thought of like just being like all like getting in there and like you slide your hand down her pants and just like, get out.
I don't know how I would react.
I don't know either. Like, because you can't be an asshole because like they're going through some shit, obviously, if they're
your hand's already there. You might as well do the exam.
You know? Wait, what?
Whoa.
So your hand's already there. Let me give this dude a hand job.
No, I'm not saying I'm saying your hand. He's there. Saying
you take your hand out and then act like nothing happened.
No, you like
ask for a blowjob.
No, you just.
Oh, that's fair.
Hey, real story.
That's holy shit. Honestly, fair.
We have a guest and I want him to hear this. So I have a cousin.
Oh, yes.
And he was stationed in Korea, and he was out drinking in Korea. And he went to an alley with a seemingly Korean chick, starts blowing him in the alley like a classy fucking person. And
so
then
cousin or whatever went out there and started blowing some dude.
No. Some chick was blowing him. He was like, this is great. But he looks down and the chick is tugging at her donger. So he got a BJ from a fucking tranny.
Was it a good blowjob?
And I was like, so what'd you do? And his response was, well, at that point, you might as well just go through with it.
Well, you've already been there. Yeah. Like, fuck it at that point.
It doesn't. You're not any you less can't undo paid, it, right?
Yeah, you can't undo it. Yeah, I guess.
That's who you are now.
Yeah.
That's who you are
now. That's fine.
You get blowies from questionable people in an alley in Korea.
Beeger.
So you have to take a step back and ask yourself, like, what would you have done? Beegers.
Hey,
not gotten a bleacher in bleacher.
You're not getting a blowjob from anybody if you call it that. I promise.
Yeah,
hey, you're like, I'm not getting any
bleacher.
I'm not getting any at all. So that's great.
All right, I have some things I want to do with the guest real quick.
All right. Oh, should we all leave
after we
Is
talk
it a
about
bleacher?
That,
Is it a bleacher? Are you gonna bleach him?
Bleachers. Welcome to the Bleacher Show. That's what we're doing on this podcast right now. Is bleachers. Anyways, hey. All right. I don't know how to transition easily from that. But yes. Hey, Chris.
Let's do a transition music. All right, Marcus, make transition music, please.
What am I supposed to do?
Make transition music, please.
Just imagine, like, in transition.
There you go. Okay. All right. Hey, Chris, will you be willing to click your Google, like, type google.com as if I'll do it now? So, google.com.
Okay. Hang on.
And then you just click the bar, and the first six things that pop up, will you read them to us?
Google.com. Click the bar. Okay, there's three things that pop up. Okay.
Will you read them to us?
Absolutely. We have Vapor's Republic.
Okay. Fucking vape nerd.
Do you vape? All right.
Okay.
Save some for the rest of us.
I know. Number two, we have the Vapors Republic.
This dude really fucking likes his vapes,
holy
man.
Shit.
I'm looking vapes for Vapors Republic, pussy. But the Vapors Republic.
Right, right.
Every time. The... I fucking vape and then I the vape, dude.
If the third one is not, I'm lonely.
No, I. Please. There's a crappy story behind it. Like, I just needed some juice today. The number third is vape stores open on Sunday. Like,
that's where you just click. I'm feeling lucky.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God!
Oh God damn it!
I can keep going if you'd like, but
oh God. Oh, it's, my palms are sweaty. That one was good.
I feel like we should all
weak, arms are heavy.
Really take a self-assessment of what we're worth to ourselves. Because number four for me is, can you vape Kratom?
Yo, what's your deal? What's your deal?
My man's is the vape god.
Hey, if you're just tuning in.
Am I vape god? Is it...
If you're so just tuning in, Chris the vape god is here, so.
None of this is because I'm, like, super into vaping. It's just because I needed juice and shit today. Mm-hmm. So, I use Google a whole lot, like.
Everyone does. That's why we ask this. Yeah,
that's why I always go incognito mode, bro.
It doesn't matter. I can
I'm already married, so, like, she's kind of stuck with me. I can look up this shit.
She can do a lot better, though.
Don't tell her that.
I have.
I mean, I'm sure she knows, but she's just, like, not in the situation in her life where she can leave me right now, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think if you looked at my current, like, if you clicked my Google thing right now, you would think that I was definitely someone that's about to commit murder.
Oh.
What is it?
Jesus.
Okay, so
I'm about to kill myself.
It's the first one is fun games to play with guests.
Oh.
That's nice.
And get then the guests over, get them comfortable. I get it.
MF Doom skate deck. People under the stairs skate deck. And then nice. Richard Runkus, which I don't remember doing that.
Oh.
Who the fuck is probably, Richard Runkus?
That was probably last night, bud. You were like, hey, is this name taken? Because I've got a good name.
And then coconut mouthwash.
Gross.
That's not a rapey thing.
And then murdery thing. Netflix blacking out monitor.
So, real quick, how does that make you, like, what do you have planned? Just the fact that you said that your Google history would make you seem like a serial killer. Mm-hmm. And then you read off the very innocent Google history search that you have. Mm-hmm. I'm scared myself because I want to know what you're thinking.
That's an interesting point. Like you had us thinking like, oh, I'm a murderer. Listen to this, and then you like softened it up a little bit to make it seem like less murdery.
I don't think that's softening it up. I think murderers generally seem like
mine,
normal people.
Mine is
no, like after you said that. Me? Go ahead.
Dinner Near Me, Hard Knocks 2018, NFL Draft, NFL Draft Date, Danny Noriega, which that's...
the fuck is that?
Danny Noriega is Adore Delano, who is a drag superstar who was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, interesting.
I was watching.
Are you sure that wasn't like the Bailey J?
No, this one I know is a dude already.
Oh.
Because this dude... was also on American Idol, so whatever. But no, I was on a YouTube video and it was like, oh, Danny Noriega. And I was like, that seems like a drag star I've seen because my lady I frequent watches RuPaul's Drag Race a lot. She's mm-hmm. really into it. So like, I know some of the people on there. And I was like, oh, interesting. It is that person. And then I said, can I put A&D ointment on my dog? That's my nice. Google history.
Wow. You know what? These are better than last time when we did this.
Did we do this last time?
We've done it once so far in the history in our podcast, and it was
Was it just damning. You two?
No, it was you.
Because I've never... No.
Yeah.
I don't think I was there, dude.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there. You was there. So.
Oh God, how drunk was I?
Josh, yeah, you were there. Yeah. That was the one. That was the one. Does masturbation thin your blood?
Oh God, dude.
Oh,
does it? God.
No,
it doesn't. Turns out it doesn't.
Thank God we got to the bottom of it. It does not thin your blood, or else we'd all be dead.
Every young adult male would be dead.
All my headaches would go away at least. So
does it? No, I think we'll have to check the facts on that.
I heard them talking about something. What was it?
Hey,
it
this is a good opportunity to hear from our sponsors.
Here's our sponsor, and this is the thing that they had to say.
Hey, come on down to Big Billy's Backyard Buffalo Wrestling League.
Woo!
For only $69.69, you can come to my backyard where I got a big old mud wrestling pit. We got Buffalo wrestling every Saturday, Thursday, and sometimes Mondays. So come on down.
Get also, Billy out here.
The Buffaloes are just fat chicks.
Yeah, Billy.
Oh, boy.
You, ever wonder what happens with all the seaweed in the ocean? It comes to our factory where we make seaweed sandals. Seaweed sandals aren't only good for your back knee, but they're good for your foot knee. Come down and get your seaweed sandals. Here comes a compliment from our best customer.
I eat nothing but pork products.
He loves the seaweed shoes. Come on, get them.
All right, welcome back, guys, to We Hate Podcast. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about some real interesting stuff about nothing.
Chris, on the real, why would people join us halfway through?
That was really good. I'm just going
to... Well, no, I get he has a great radio voice.
That was really
good. Why do we like, hey, if you're just joining us, we're not a radio. Like, you have to click on the podcast to get here.
I would totally be a radio show, though, if we could.
Yeah. If we could.
For sure.
An old radio show.
I went straight into NPR mode right there.
Yeah, you did.
Really,
it was,
apologize
it was kind
for
of
that.
Incredible. No, it was great. It's
refreshing.
Honestly. Like, you're
That's
better than us.
For.
You're better than us at NPR voices. We'll give you that for sure.
I can definitely try again if you'd like me to.
It's all good.
Oh, no,
already...
it was so good. I only want to hear it once.
Yeah,
oh,
we're already
all right,
in the episode,
all right.
So let's go.
Awesome.
So basically, since we have a guest, I think we're going to throw some questions at this person and see, I guess, what their answers are to our questions. Is that reasonable?
That's what
is that reasonable?
Wants. Everybody wants answers to their questions.
All right, Chris.
And I have a lot.
Okay.
I would just like to ask the first question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Why did my dad leave?
Okay. That's super easy. So.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Okay. Let's hear this.
Yeah, so like I've known you for a while, and you've told me the story about how your dad left you and how like you wanted him to stay, but like he just didn't like you enough.
I don't know if that was the entire situation.
Really,
but, okay.
I was just gonna be like, "Have you met his mom?"
Neither one are good people.
I've never met his mom. Like some people just like aren't ready to be in other people's lives, and he wasn't ready to be in yours. I think that you're better for it.
Hey, Chris. All right,
cool.
Next question. Rapid fire questions.
Love,
that's how we're
this.
Doing this. next question. Have you ever shit your pants?
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. You have?
I have.
How recent?
Is that important?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Mine was 5 years ago.
Okay. Oh. Mine was...
Don't want to say.
Yeah. Like I'm hesitant, but I want to be honest with you all. Right, so it was this Christmas.
Christmas. Wait,
oh. Yes, was it on Christmas?
Let's
at
open
midnight.
Presents. Oh no!
What has Daddy done? Right,
no,
at midnight.
Was,
you
it,
shit your pants, or was
it? It was on Christmas Day, like the morning we woke up. Yeah.
Oh, woke up to shit.
Santa
like,
left
hey,
me
hey,
the
wife.
Worst gift.
Well,
hey, wife, check out how loud I can fart right now. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Go get the kids.
What was the story behind it?
Yeah. So Noah got these roller skates. And
who was Noah?
So Noah is my 3-year-old child, and he's pretty cool, right? Right. So he got the roller skates that you put on over your shoes. I'm sure we've all had them at one time or another, except for Josh. And
I had them.
You did?
Yeah. No, actually, I went straight into roller skates because I'm not a pussy.
I really have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Roller skates over your shoes?
Yeah, they're shoes. Plastic, and they clip on other around your shoe.
Basically what he said, over your shoes.
Yeah. Why am I
freaking? We were trying to explain it to Austin, like, more elementary.
Yeah. It's hard to break it down even more than it already is.
So, no, just Google roller skates that go over your shoes, and you'll get a picture of it.
And then you'll have an interesting Google thing to when you hit the click down. It'll be there.
Especially if you don't have kids. Like,
I'm sorry for derailing your story.
Why did I Google this?
I'm sorry.
Along with sangria. Yeah, don't ever ask.
All right, anyways, Chris, let's get to when you shit your pants.
Right, so it was Christmas Day. Noah opens his presents, and we took him to the roller rink the week before that, and he loved it. He loved it, so we got him roller skates. He was so excited. He put them on immediately, and me being the really good dad I am, I didn't have the foresight to see that he also needed a helmet, knee pads, and elbow pads. So we put him on. We took him outside, and he was roller skating around the apartment complex that I live in, and he got going, and he was going pretty fast, and he just eats shit so hard. And I woke up that morning, like I said before, like, I'm very lactose intolerant, right? So I had a big glass of chocolate milk, and he just ate shit so hard, and I thought it was so fucking funny that I started laughing. And it got to the point where he started laughing too, and then I started laughing even harder, to the point where I was crying, and I went to pick him up, and as soon as I, like, bent down to pick him up and lifted back up, a little fart slipped out, and I knew immediately that it was not a fart, and I had to run back inside. And that's a story that my wife doesn't even know about, and I threw the underwear away.
Holy shit.
So that's the most recent time.
Okay. That's pretty recent.
Yeah, wow. let's not judge each other, right?
Nah, man. I've shit myself and stolen a Grinch onesie and left a house before, so trust me. It's not as bad as it gets.
I legitimately almost shit my pants today at work, so.
Well, you ate 4 bowls of chili. What did you expect to happen?
I was in it, and I was like, no, I'm going to be full.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I went to fart, and I was like, oh, shit.
Actually, not to get too far off of interviewing our guest, but, you know, it's happened, and then you didn't know some slipped out, and then it kind of itches later, and that's why.
I had to throw out my last couch because of that.
God, I fucked this one up. Let's go get a new one.
It was a cloth couch. We now have pleather. So
I put plastic on everything.
I threw up in that couch.
You did. Yeah. That's the night we're never going to speak of again.
Austin doesn't know things I've done to his couch.
Okay. Wait, man. Wait, what the fuck did you do? I sat on that couch.
Yeah. Well, that couch sat on you.
Anyways, here's the next question for the interviewee. What was the first time you recall ever getting a boner?
Ooh.
Absolutely, I remember this. So,
same.
I grew up
Okay, let me clarify. I don't remember his first boner.
Let me clear that up. Yeah, wait. I was thinking about that. I was like, wait.
It's just like
him. Dave, dude, tell the story. I remember it.
He fucking pops a hardy, and there's fucking Josh in the corner giving him an approval nod. He's just like, mm-hmm. That's my boy.
I'm going to remember this forever.
I remember
this. Boner's my boner now.
I remember this story. That bone cone, I remember it.
Fine. Bone cone bros. All
right,
that's Chris. Why he's so sheepish about having his friend on the podcast, because they're bone cone bros.
He is not sheepish at all.
Yeah, no, he's pretty much, yeah.
No, I'm pretty much what? Speak on, no, I'm sorry, Chris. Speak on that. topic on that, you fucking dick.
Oh, you stopped yourself.
Whoa, did you just call me a dick?
All I recall was saying dick.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You just called me.
Speak on that, though.
Josh, don't have to. Hey, Chris, what are your opinions on Josh?
You better
say the right fucking things right now,
or
I'm gonna burn your fucking house down.
You don't know where I live.
I know exactly. I've been there, dude. Say the toilet before.
Say my address, then say it.
Something. I'm not gonna say your address. Actually.
He doesn't know where I live. Just so we're clear.
It's 666 West Craven Avenue.
Hold on.
Something different, but yeah. I'm not gonna be the asshole to say it because I know it.
You'll dox him IRL. What's your thoughts on Josh?
In what context? Like, I have a lot of thoughts.
Interesting. Speak on that.
If you had to describe a brutally honest opinion of Josh as who's probably one of your best friends, how would you tough love one good, one bad?
Yeah, I should just explain, like, from the day I met Josh to where we are now, and I feel like that'd be way quicker than giving you one good, one bad.
Oh, I hated Chris the day I met him. He was the worst person I'd met.
Yeah, you hated me as well.
Yeah, you were a fucking cunt.
Well, you deserved it.
I didn't say anything. You were yelling at somebody else, and you were like, I'm not gonna get into that one. I'm moving on. You were a fucking cunt, and I was just like, oh, wow, this is a piece of shit.
But
I didn't feel that whenever I met Josh.
You what?
I didn't hate you when I first met you.
When I first sat in your car, I was like,
dude, everyone feels bad for you, Marcus, when they meet you.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Dude, you saw the car that we picked Josh up in.
Yeah.
Like, you drive it every day. Josh was like, oh, this person's beneath me.
It was a Veloster. That's a nice car.
It's not a nice car.
It's better than mine.
Did you see what he did to that car?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes. He definitely Mexicaned it out.
Actually, that is not racist. That is exactly what you did.
It is what you did to it.
That is not exactly what I did to it.
Well, no, anyways, we're talking about how Chris feels about me, and I'm self-conscious, so I want to know what he's before I get hurt.
Right, right. Chris, and you might, but probably
one good
not.
Thing, one bad.
Oh, yeah, so, juicy so, now.
Hold on, drama hour.
Let's go. Give it.
Yeah, so one bad thing. I guess we'll start off with the bad first. That way I can make him feel better, right?
I'll fucking kill you. Okay.
Shut up, Josh.
All right, I'm quiet.
No, I would love to. So one bad thing. No, you go ahead. What were you going to say, Josh?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, interesting. Because
I'll kill you.
Just let me know.
Go ahead. You're good.
So, Whenever I think about this, and I think about it often, bad things about Josh, one thing pops into my head above all else.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? And
oh, he knows. Marcus just chimed in like he knew what you were going
to say. I have no idea, but
he has no fucking clue.
Jesus, just say it. Stop interrupting the guy.
Us is about to come. Somebody just say it.
Someone about to talk bad about Josh. My hands on my fucking junk. Let's go.
Dude, Austin's thumb is on the tip of his dick. Like, someone fucking say it.
No, it's the toxicity and the quick anger he can have, right? And that's probably like the one thing bad I can say about Josh.
What the fuck does that mean? What even is that?
And then the good thing is how uplifting he can actually be to somebody and
fuck
still
you.
Like not mean it.
You still stupid piece of fucking Western.
Dude, I totally
trash.
See that.
Oh, I'm in to be a senator. You fucking idiot. No, you're not. Or hey.
I'm gonna come to your house and take that fucking gavel.
I doubt it, pussy bitch. Come get it.
Do you actually have a gavel, John?
Dude, I bought a gavel.
Like, really did buy a gavel.
It came with like the other wooden piece to hit, so it makes that noise too. Like, it's like a real fucking thing.
And Chris, I just want to—we're getting closer to the end of this episode. If you had to kill anyone on this podcast, who would you? Because I know you listen to our podcast, right?
Oh, we can all answer. Let's all answer that one. Actually, after Chris.
If you had to...
Interesting.
Fuck, marry, kill the three people on this podcast. Go ahead.
Oh, nice, dude.
Oh.
You added an extra thing there.
No, dude. Absolutely. That's super easy for me, at least.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually Marcus, so excited to get fucked right now.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I definitely fuck Austin.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
Damn, Austin's the most fuckable out of us.
I feel
like you haven't seen me though.
Let's be real.
Have you seen me in some Levi jeans, dude?
Yeah, just imagine the Mexican Grinch.
Oh, what the fuck, Cinco de Mayo Grinch up in this bitch?
How the Grinch stole your tacos?
How the Grinch invaded your thighs?
All right, Chris. I'm sorry.
You would
out loud. You would fuck Austin.
At like to assert dominance. Absolutely, I would fuck Austin.
All right, now between Marcus and myself, who do you marry? Who do you kill?
So, Marcus, based on our conversation tonight, I feel like we have similar interests, so I'd definitely marry him.
What's up?
Because I know you the best, Josh, I feel like if you were going to die, I could give you the best death ever. And you only get to have that once. You can get, like, you can fuck 1,000 people. You can marry at least, I don't know, what do you want, Austin?
At least.
He's on his second marriage, if that's
okay. Okay, you can marry at least whatever he's at right now. But you only get one death, and I feel like I could give you like a really special death.
Hey,
so
when does this become a roast?
Apparently, Chris
went through, dude.
I just was accepting, though. I was like acquiescing into this bullshit.
Yeah, because you got fucked, and then you got wooed, and you're like, oh, he'd fuck me? Really? Really? He'd fuck me?
Rose-tinted glasses, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, fuck, marry, kill Chris, Marcus, myself, go.
I'm fucking Marcus so I can have the awkward story.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm marrying Josh because I want someone to berate me daily.
Yeah, that's what marriage is.
And I'm
basically
killing Chris because he's too similar to me.
Chris because he fucked me.
Listen, you motherfucker, if you ever get next to me again and look at me the way you do, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
We will definitely see each other at least by the 4th of July, and we can have this conversation again.
In person, it will not be awkward.
And my wife won't be there, and I will have like plenty of...
His wife will be there, and you'll be like, hey, I'm gonna fuck your husband.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, Marcus. Fuck, marry, kill. Austin, me, Chris.
All right, I'd fuck Josh.
What up, dude?
I'd marry Austin.
Bro, that was so quick.
Yeah, I thought about this. Oh, yeah, I've thought about this for a minute. Even before y'all brought it up.
He want that pog ass because your boy thick.
I've been hella into thick people lately. Just women and men, dude.
Dude, now I know he's just fucking nothing but fat chicks lately.
Jesus Christ.
He knows it's true. He didn't even fight it.
Zero fight behind that. He was just like,
I'm not. I'm really not. Yeah. Whatever.
Somebody
has to watch the BBW.
What's up?
Somebody has to watch the BBW. Right,
exactly.
So, it's not me.
Somebody has to swipe right on the plus
size. You're marrying me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm killing Chris. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's the one coming for your job, so it makes sense.
No, because he's like Austin said, he's way too similar. He honestly is actually a very similar person to me.
I feel like Marcus is only going to kill me. Because I am going after his job, but I don't even want the job. He's the laugh track for the whole podcast.
Oh,
so I don't want that.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, that one cut deep. Marcus, you should definitely kill him.
Yeah. You should definitely like IRL kill
him. Yeah.
If Chris dies the next couple weeks, we actually know who did it.
Yeah. God, that one was a roast.
So
actually it's not really a roast, but whatever.
If it's my turn.
Yeah,
I'd fuck each of you once and then kill myself.
Of course he would, dude. Of course Josh would.
But I'd also start by killing myself.
You can't do that. So. You can't scapegoat out of this like that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, no. Fuck, marry, kill. I kill myself.
No.
I kill myself. Fuck you all. No, like, would you fuck me, Josh?
Dude, this is the pussiest way out.
Yeah, all right, man.
Fine.
That's worse than just actually killing yourself.
Realistically.
I'm getting killed. I know it.
No, you're not. Marcus has a kid and a wife that he's like still cool with, so he's dead to me. Because there's no relationship ever. He's still attached to that woman.
Okay.
So you kill him. Okay.
Austin, I haven't seen you demonstrate the ability to take care of a human being, so I'd like blast you one time.
Oh, wow.
And I'd marry Chris because I've seen his house and I know that he can take care of a family.
Wow.
And I know that he could take care
Austin,
of me.
You're getting
Daddy.
Straight blasted, son.
You know what? Oddly enough,
Austin has only gotten to get fucked this entire thing.
Austin's the fuckable one each time.
So I'm the bangable slut in this podcast. Feels good, man. Yeah. Feels real good.
Ladies.
Out of all of us, you should not feel good. No.
Apparently I do feel good because everyone wants to get up in my guts.
I want to be up in them ribs, boy.
All right, so, I think that's a good fucking time to fucking start doing our outro. Okay, Chris, thanks for being on our podcast, man.
Appreciate it, bud.
We'd love to have you back.
Absolutely. I had a great time tonight. You all
it was great.
You all did your best.
Oh,
fuck is that?
I feel like that's a
Adrian! Adrian, take him off!
Hurt him!
Get him!
Every goddamn word he says!
Get him!
Anyways, I would just like to thank everybody for listening to our podcast. Follow us on the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can hear us on Stitcher. You can hear us on iTunes and Google Play. Hit us up. Leave a rating. Find us, you know. Let us know how we're doing. If there's anything we can do better, let us know. If there's anything we're doing great, also let us know so we know. I appreciate everybody for supporting the podcast so far. I honestly, we all, from the bottom of our hearts, appreciate it. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
See you guys next week.
Thank you.
And we out.